we check out some new research that looks at the status of large carnivores around the world. Animals like lions, wolves, and bears fall into that category. They're some of the most charismatic and admired creatures in the world. And according to our next guest, they're also some of the most imperiled.
Populations of large carnivores are declining and are in danger of disappearing, in some cases altogether. Our guest says that could have some serious effects on ecosystems around the world.
Joining us now is William Ripple. He's an ecologist and professor at Oregon State University and lead author of the recent paper about that problem. William, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon, Veronica.
So in the paper, you looked at the planet's 31 largest carnivores, animals like dingoes, lions, bears, and the majority of these have experienced big problems, big population declines in the last two centuries. What kind of declines are we talking about there? How big are they?
Well, for these 31 species, on average, 77% are experiencing continued population declines. And in addition to that, 61% of these large carnivores are considered threatened for risk of extinction. And finally, they only occupy about 47% of their historical range. So according to a number of these metrics, these carnivores as a group are in trouble.
Now, 77% of them in trouble. So we're talking about globally here. So what are the common factors at play? Why are they declining?
Well, the in every case, the carnivores are declining because of human activities. Some are direct and some are indirect. For example, many regions have experienced habitat loss or fragmentation. In other cases, the carnivores are persecuted by humans, by hunting, trapping, poisoning, because of humans' concern about their own safety or their livestock. In some cases, the carnivores are used, their body parts are used for traditional medicine, especially in the East. But more so in the West, there's more uses for fur. On clothing. And then finally, one of the bigger factors is the depletion of the prey of the carnivores. So these animals, they're typically called ungulates, like deer and elk and moose. And these large mammals are declining at a fast rate also. And the carnivores need to have their food. So those are some major threats to the carnivores.
Well, keeping in mind that we're talking about complex ecological systems and systems all over the world, what can you tell us about the role that one or two of these large carnivores play in the world's ecosystems?
Yes. In general, when the large carnivore declines or is removed from the ecosystem, its prey increases to the point sometimes where the herbivorous prey, the herbivores that eat the plants, they eat themselves out of house and home, causing various cascading problems in the ecosystem that might affect biodiversity, for example.
When you look at an example like, I think it was baboons.
Yeah.
They're striking things there. You don't think that much about lions going away having an effect with baboons, but it has real tangible and not great effects on the humans who are living in that area. Can you talk about baboons?
Sure. Well, in Africa, olive baboons are a prey for both lions and leopards. And one thing is that recent research has showed that lions have dramatically decreased in Western Africa. They're down to about 250 lions. So what research has shown is where we lose the lions and the leopards, the olive baboons' numbers increase dramatically. And these highly dense baboons can have a number of different cascading effects. For example, they can affect their prey. They can potentially spread disease to humans because of their high numbers. And in extreme cases, they have major raids on the crops that farmers are growing. And it's been documented that in some cases, where there are these heavy crop losses due to baboons, that the farmers keep their children home from school to guard the fields. So that's one example coming out of Africa.
Yeah, so these kids aren't going to school because there are baboons, and there are so many baboons because there aren't as many lions. I mean, it gets complicated, but it's pretty fascinating when you look at it. And another example is the link, as you see it, between carnivore populations declining and climate change. How is there a connection there?
Well, thing that we discussed in the paper is that the carnivores, in generally, they're on top of the food web, and they help stabilize the food web. These are all the other animals that live in the ecosystems, and their stabilizing effect creates a healthier ecosystem, typically, and that can help buffer against climate change. So that's one example, and I can give you another one from the sea otter, briefly.
Yeah.
So this is an aquatic carnivore. The sea otter lives off the west coast of North America, where the otter preys on urchins, and the urchins eat the kelp or displace the kelp. So where we have otters, we have lower urchin numbers and healthier kelp forest. So those kelp are plants that store carbon in their tissue, and so this is what's called a carbon storage benefit to help mitigate climate change. So another example would be where wolves might limit the herbivore mammals from the eating of the tree sprouts. And when those trees grow taller, they can also store carbon, which helps mitigate climate change.
Yeah, it's so interesting, the web of relationships there. Another interesting example is the puma. Can you tell us what happens when puma numbers decline?
Yeah, so the puma is also known by the name cougar or mountain lion in some places, but it's a large cat that we studied in the canyons of southwestern United States in Zion National Park and Yosemite Valley of Yosemite National Park. But, for example, in Zion, we found that when in Zion Canyon, when the humans increased their visitation to the canyon in around the 1930s, after it became a national park, all these humans scared the pumas out of the canyon, and the deer figured that out, and so they congregated there because it's a safe place to be, and they their browsing on the plants was significant. To the point of on the stream banks, the plants were suppressed on the stream banks, and there was an increase in channel erosion, widening the river, and also a loss of aquatic habitat. So there we've documented how the decline of the cougar and the increase in the deer and increase in deer browsing affected biodiversity factors like everything from butterflies to lizards to frogs and potentially fish because of the loss of stream habitat.
You and your colleagues, as well as some other scientists, are calling for a global large carnivore initiative. Within this group of people, how important would you say it is that we restore the numbers of carnivores on the planet?
Well, a lot of times these days, people are talking mostly about climate change as being, the one and only big threat. But of course, there are other environmental problems, and we think that this globally, this issue doesn't get as much attention. So we think and discuss the potential for a global large carnivore initiative. And this would be where numerous countries collaborate on setting priorities for research and establishing actions for conservation of these species.
William, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure, Veronica. Thank you.
We've been talking to William Ripple. He is an ecologist and a professor at Oregon State University.